Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Mile High Hoops with Zach Bye.
What is up and welcome to another edition of the Mile High Hoops podcast. I am your host, as always, Zach Bye. And as always, we appreciate you spending a sliver of your very busy day with us here on the pod, reacting to yet another Denver Nuggets win, a smack fest over the Detroit Pistons in a game where the Denver Nuggets scored a season-high point total, 134 points. Now, they won 134-119, won and covered, and it was a game that was never really close. The Nuggets, from the very outset, had a certain a spirit and focus about them, especially on the offensive end. After the game, Mike Malone was very critical of the defense of the Denver Nuggets, and for good reason. I mean, the Pistons should not score 119 points, but within the context of the game, obviously there was lapses, but I didn't, you know, Mike Malone really sandbagged it after the game, saying that the offense was elite, the defense was poor, and, you know, it's going to need to be better against San Antonio, and he's right about that. He's right about that, but let's stay in the moment here. This is a season-high win streak for Denver. Six consecutive wins. The Nuggets are just flat-out playing great basketball. I mean, they're just playing great basketball, and it's hard to have any other real takeaway than that. I mean, they're flat-out playing great, and they're in the top half of the Western Conference, and if you extrapolate beyond the six games, and you go to the last 18 games, the Denver Nuggets have won 15 of them. They're 15-3 in the last 18. That's significant, man. That is really significant. And you know, if you're a guy like me who was on the over under win total of 44.5, that thing looked more or less dead in the water through the first quarter, first third of the NBA season. But you go on a run like that, and that is, in a, you know, over under 44.5 wins, that thing is very much back in play for sure. So very, very exciting time to be a Denver Nuggets fan. And, I'll say this. I use the word extrapolate. It's very exciting time to be a Colorado sports fan in general. I mean, you got the Avs that are, you know, 15-0-2, I believe it is. Excuse me, 13-0-2 in their last 15. They're currently favored to win the Stanley Cup. The Nuggets are as hot as any other team in the NBA in the last month, and they have the favorite to win MVP. A Major League Baseball game is given the All-Star game to Coors Field. Then the Broncos have a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. So it's a fun time to be doing sports talk radio in Denver, Colorado. For sure. Let me give just some quick thoughts here. We're not going to spend too much time on today's podcast because it was a laugher of a victory against a really bad Detroit Pistons team. Just a couple things here. Great to see Monty Morris back and really in the fold and getting comfortable. He was with the starting lineup. He goes for 10 points, 4 assists, only 1 turnover. It sounds like Monty, right? You saw him getting off the floor with a two-hand dunk. You don't see Monty finishing two-hand dunks all too often, but that's what you got there. Also, a 14-0 run there in the first half. They said on the broadcast, I heard Marlo say it was the most consecutive points scored since, I believe, it was March 17th. So a really nice offensive run there from Denver. And it was just a scoring like exposition, like 39 points for the Nuggets in the first quarter. They had 76 points at halftime. And at the midway stanza, at the midway break there, Jokic and Michael Porter Jr. had combined for 33 points at the half on 15 of 18 shooting. They did not take a free throw. And I'm stealing that from a tweet from Ryan Blackburn, who does a great job and is a fun follow on Twitter. Zero free throws between those two, but still combined for 33 points in that first half. It was cool to see Peyton Manning in the house. What up, Sheriff? I know he loves taking his kids to the Nuggets games, and I've talked to him a couple times down there courtside when he's been there pre-pandemic, but it's good to see him back in the building for the first time, second time that fans have been allowed back in the building, which is obviously great to see. How about the P.J. Dozier wraparound pass to Jokic? in which when they call him on the broadcast, the big tipper, the double tip, it tips his left hand, and he purposefully, like, it's seemingly, tips it to his right hand and then tips it in. I can't remember seeing too many plays like that ever, watching the game of basketball. I do have to say I'm a huge fan of Sadiq Bey. Out of Villanova, he played 24 minutes, plays for the Pistons. He's a really nice young player. His rookie season, he scored 25. A lot of those came in the first half. Just a name to put in your pocket. I am a huge fan. I thought he would have been a great fit for the Nuggets if they were to end up with him. Obviously, they take Zeke Nagy and RJ Hampton, who they've since traded. But I'm rooting for that kid, Sadiq Bey, and I root for that Villanova program. What else here? I love how Jokic uses leverage so well against guys. Like, he is a master of using leverage. Here's an example. In the first half, Jokic got his 29th dunk of the season, but it was because Mason Plumlee steal attempt. It was a little bit weird seeing Plumlee and Grant go against these guys, but Mason Plumlee tries to jump the passing lane, and Jokic understands that that's happening in real time in that split second, and just immediately takes off. And you normally don't see Jokic do that, catch it and just immediately take off, but he understands the leverage point. Mason Plumlee has momentum coming towards him, and Jokic just dives right down the middle of the lane for a dunk. You also saw that leverage being used against Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant really tried to get up in him and get in a really great post position and really give him all his weight and then pull the chair. Jokic understands what's happening. He understands that the chair is being pulled, and he just goes and takes a point-blank layup. You saw him use leverage once again against rookie Isaiah Stewart out of UW for his 30th dunk of the season there in the second half, where you know he feels Isaiah Stewart just a little bit too much on his back and just spins off him for his 30th dunk of the season. He is just a master of using that IQ and in those physical situations, understanding where the leverage points are at and really attacking and using a dent against the defense. And those are three really good examples from just one game. I'd love to see Michael Porter Jr., who, again, just played masterful, 11 of 16 from the floor, 3 of 4 from 3, finishes with 25 points, and he was a plus 11 when he was on the court. Love to see Michael Porter Jr. cutting before Jokic even had the basketball there in the second quarter. Jokic was there in the high post, and before the entry pass to Jokic was made, and he was like around near the elbow, like I said, Michael Porter Jr. is already taking off with the understanding that he's going to get the basketball. And they mentioned it on the broadcast, and it was ultimately a no-look pass from Jokic. And they mentioned it on the broadcast. A year ago, that was not happening. But Michael Porter Jr. Is gaining a greater understanding of the possibilities of playing next to Nikola Jokic. And I thought that was a fun little example of that. Okay, what else here? Jokic. Let's stay right here for a second. Jokic shooting the gap for a full court steal. And he ultimately gives it up to Campazzo, who misses the layup, and Jokic, the big tipper, once again, one hand tips it in for two more points. But, like, how many centers are doing that? Like, we talk about the incredible passing. We talk about the, you know, scoring prowess that Jokic has. On any given night, he can give you 30. Last night he goes, or on Tuesday night, he goes for 27. I'm 13 of 16 shooting. Are you freaking kidding me? But he's also shooting gaps at the top of the key. Like, that is so rare, but it's not based off athleticism. It's based off acumen. And he uses that IQ to jump the lane, and, you know, it was awesome. You saw him leading the break and a no-look pass to Will Barton. It's just, I don't want to get used to seeing this. I don't want to become desensitized for what we're seeing from this guy. And it is just so fun. He's the odds-on favorite to win the MVP. I heard Zach Lowe, and shout out Adam Mares, who does the Locked On Nuggets podcast series on the Locked On Network. He works for DNVR. He was on Zach Lowe's podcast, the Low Post podcast, which I've listened to for years. And the tippy top of the show is an ode to Zach Lowe. When I say welcome to, that's what he says. And I've listened to his podcast for years, so that was really cool to see him really acknowledged in that national light. So if you know Adam, make sure you tell him that we gave him a big old shout out here. I called him yesterday and congratulated him on that. Really, really cool. It was a and I heard I brought Zach Lowe up because I heard him on his podcast say he does believe that Jokic is going to win the MVP, and I hope that he's right, because I have a futures bet on it too. More here. How about the hot potato play between Jokic and Aaron Gordon, where five different passes within a space of, say, 12 feet between each other at their greatest distance apart, and it leads to an easy 2 points. I talked about this on the tip. I can't really remember seeing a play like that, where it's right there in the middle of the lane and five different passes to the same back and forth between the same two guys. That was really, really cool. I want to give a shout-out to Paul Millsap. Paul Millsap has been hard to watch at certain stretches this year. He goes for double figures off the bench. He was 5-for-9 in 19 minutes, finishes with 12 points, had 5 rebounds, couple assists, and also had a block shot. I thought he played well. That was good to see. And Will Barton. I thought Will Barton was terrific and efficient. 3-of-6 from 3, finishes with 24 points. No one had a higher plus-minus when they're out on the floor against the Detroit Pistons on Tuesday night than Will Barton. What else here? Mentioned the season high points. I want to ask the question, does Jeremy Grant regret leaving? You know, after being on the brunt end of a game like that. Like, that's what you were a part of a year ago and that we just envisioned. And I wonder if he, as it has settled in to his new existence in Detroit, where, look, he played great. And he's been playing great all year. He goes for 29 points. I mean, I'm a big fan of Jeremy Grant. I just wonder if that putting the ball in the basket for a losing team over and over and over again gets old when you juxtapose it next to the same group he was a part of a year ago that is absolutely beating his new team's brain in. Just a question. I don't know, but just a question. The 6th straight win is the longest active winning streak, tied with the Phoenix Suns in NBA basketball. Guys, it is a fun time to be a Nuggets fan. Enjoy it. Don't obsess about the grand prize at the end. Embrace the climb. It has been a fun climb. It's not just about the summit, so embrace it. And hopefully the Nuggets can make it a season-high 7 wins when they lock horns with San Antonio tonight. Again, at the time of recording, it's Wednesday, and they play at 7 o'clock at home. And you know, whatever happens against the Spurs, we'll be talking about it right here on the Mile High Hoops Podcast.
Oh, hey, didn't realize you were listening. Well, let's make this quick, and don't touch that dial. We're Rocky Mountain Forest Products, and we're not aggressive, we're passionate. And we're not going to blast you with facts you don't need. But when you do, visit rmfp.com. Whether you're in need of fencing, decking, or siding information, it's all there, and best of all, it's free. No one likes a salesman, so we're not going to sell you. Whether you need the info or not, just remember, rmfp.com. You do you, Colorado. You do you.